The start of high school basketball in Central Illinois is on the horizon, with the timetable now set for football, volleyball, soccer, and other sports.
Significant changes have happened, in my opinion, in the last week and a half, so we're hoping the trend continues.
That's IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson. I'm Dina Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Thursday, January 28th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the return of high school sports in Illinois as some COVID-19 restrictions have eased. More from Eric Stock.
The Illinois High School Association has announced a schedule for when all sports can begin. Winter, fall, then spring sports will be condensed into about 5 months. Regions in Phase 4, which includes McLean County, can compete in high-risk sports, including basketball, football, and wrestling. Basketball can begin immediately. Football would start in mid-March. Spring sports would start in April and run longer since their season was canceled last year when the pandemic began. IHSA Executive Director Craig Anderson says he's grateful student-athletes will get to compete, as they've been doing in neighboring states.
That's what weighs heavy on me is that our students haven't been engaged fully like we would ordinarily expect and hope they could, while, you know, we've seen that go on successfully around us.
Student athletes will have to wear masks for most sports. Anderson says he hopes more regions will be able to add high-risk sports soon, but he cautions regions that see COVID spikes could have to shut down again.
Significant changes have happened, in my opinion, in the last week and a half, so we're hoping that trend continues. While we don't backslide, we want to make sure we go forward.
Most sports will have no state finals. Anderson says spring sports could have some postseason, but not likely at the same big venues where they are typically held.
Does that possibility exist? Yes. Is it a long shot? Yes.
Anderson says the inability to bring fans to state tournaments could make them too costly to run. Schools will be able to allow up to 50 spectators at most events. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. More COVID vaccine clinics will be announced today in a new partnership between the McLean County Health Department and Carl Broman. You can try to make an appointment online or call 309-888-5600. Just 30 new COVID-19 cases were reported yesterday in McLean County and no new deaths. The county's testing positivity rate dropped to 5.6%. Connect Transit has unveiled three potential locations for the new downtown Bloomington Transfer Center. Up for consideration are the former Pantograph Building, the old Market Street parking deck, and the former C2 East property. And one out of every 20 children in Illinois has had a parent in jail or prison. That's according to a new report out from a task force that members hope will ease challenges those children face. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Town of Normal staff suggests the town restructure its $80 million debt. Charlie Schlenker reports.
Town Finance Director Andrew Hune says a combination of paying off bonds and refinancing other bonds at lower interest rates will help the town position.
We've recommended what we think manages our cash flow. We think it's an efficiency in terms of keeping our interest costs low and favorable rates. And it doesn't stress our cash too much, and it keeps our liquidity fairly solid.
A little more than a year from now, the town will pay off about $8 million in debt using cash from the general fund.
The next step is going to be in 2022-23. We're taking $8.2 million of debt. We have $4 million set aside right now in deserved project reserve. We're going to need another $4.2 from general fund that fiscal year to pay off all those principal payments.
Hune says another move would come a few years after that. The reason for the debt restructuring plan is that some revenue will disappear in a few years with the expiration of a tax increment financing district. Hune also says the town will have to increase pension fund payments for firefighters and police officers.
So general fund pays debt payments, and then the TIF money pays debt payments, but some of the TIF is also used for developer reimbursements. Not all of the TIF goes to pay debt. The majority of it does. in fact, the lion's share of it does, but a small piece of it goes back to the developers as a TIF rebate per developer agreement.
Hune says when they pay off the bonds, the debt payments will go back into the general fund to repay reserves. He says that will stress town liquidity a little, but not in an important way.
When we get to that final period where the TIF income goes away in 27-28, that's last year, we have eliminated the debt service payments to a degree where there's affordability factor in place.
And there are things he says the town won't do.
We're not going to propose new revenue to replace the lost TIF revenue that helps us support the debt. We're not going to extend debt. It's called kind of scoop and toss.
The town pays about $6 million a year on its debt. In the next year, $3 million of that will go toward principal, the rest to interest. The federal government supports some of the bond debt with a subsidy on the interest payments. Town Council member Kevin McCarthy says that's a far cry from the 18 to 20% interest rate some people pay for credit cards.
We're getting to use that money for between 2.5% and 3.5%, which is extremely low cost of money. This has allowed us the town to spark a tremendous amount of development and hundreds of millions of dollars of private investment in our community.
The town could revise the plan if interest rates change or other town revenue rises or falls. But Hune says rates are very low right now.
Kind of diligently and methodically managing your debt in that portfolio over time. Again, ensuring liquidity, ensuring efficient use of interest costs.
Context in another way. The town policy is to follow an industry standard to limit debt payments to 10% or less of general fund revenue. City Manager Pam Reese says that has had good results.
The AAA rating, that's this organization's credit rating. So we preserve and protect it much as possible.
Normal town staff say a lot of municipalities are refinancing right now because of the low interest rates. Unlike many cities, though, Normal keeps a year's worth of debt payment money on hand, plus 25% as a reserve. Finance Director Andrew Hune says he's comfortable with the level of town debt accumulated to pay for development projects over the years. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
You can find Charlie Schlenker's full report on this week's Town Council budget work session at WGLT.org. Before we let you go, a quick congrats to the first class of the YWCA McLean County's new STRIVE program, women who face employment or underemployment barriers. They graduate today. That's it for the podcast. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines, connecting travelers to the world. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.